We are joined here in the media center with current number one qualifier for Funny Car, Robert Height. So Robert's pass of 3.963 seconds at 321.42 miles per hour stood strong for the day. Robert, talk about racing in Vegas on a four wide track.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing. You know, we come out here on a green racetrack at the hottest part of the day, and that's where number one qualifier came from in Funny Car. So I was a little bit surprised no one stepped up tonight and took it away. We were trying, and it showed. We smoked the tires. But Bruton Smith's been talking about this for a long time, and he finally pulled the trigger. It's pretty cool because Jeff Foster, everybody in Las Vegas Motor Speedway, they worked their tails off over the winter to get this project done. But it was really fun watching them on Facebook, you know, the daily progress that they were showing. And at some point, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if they're going to get this done. But they came in ahead of schedule, and they did an amazing job. Our track guy, Lanny, came here over a month ago, said it's the flattest racetrack in the country. So great job to everybody at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is a great racetrack, and I just believe tomorrow we're going to have a sellout here. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, just some testing between races.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good day when John and I can go back to the pits with the bodies on the cars. We did some testing in Bakersfield on Wednesday. We wanted the teams to spend Easter Sunday at home with their families. So Monday morning they got up early in Indianapolis, trucked to Bakersfield. We made three runs, and we left there with a lot of confidence. Believed we had figured our problem out and come here. John went down the track twice, two good runs, and then obviously our first one today. So a lot of confidence going into tomorrow, you know, get two more good runs in. But we really believe we have this behind us, and we can focus on racing now.
Can you say what the problem you guys was?
Don't really want to say, no.
Same thing on both cars?
Yeah, it was the same thing. Now, what John had happen at the first two races was not the same problem. So, that was my 36th run of the year in Gainesville. We hadn't had any issues. We thought it was some, you know, disease that they had, and we couldn't catch it, and obviously it bit us, you know, in the second round.
Robert, what's your take on, you know, people on the internet say we can't stand four wide racing, but yet every time you have a four wide race, you got full grandstands. What do you think that says?
I disagree with them. We've got to do what the fans tell us, and throughout the years, Charlotte has not gotten smaller, you know, in attendance. It's only gotten bigger and bigger. And when you can sell that place out on a Saturday, you've done something. So I think it's fun. I went over to the Nitro Club between rounds today, and they had a packed house. And the first question I asked everybody was, what do you guys think of four wide? And they just went nuts. They love it. Having one on the East Coast, having one now on the West Coast, maybe some of the diehard drag racers from the past, it's not their thing. But today's fan base, they love this. So great job to Bruton Smith for making this happen.
Is this something that a fan needs to experience in real time, in person, as opposed to TV?
Yeah, I think that's our sport in general. You know, if you've never been to a race, it's hard to explain what they get to experience when they come to a race. But four wide's just double the excitement, you know, double the fun. It is a little tough, you know, probably for a new fan to kind of keep track, but the new fan doesn't know who all the drivers are or anything else anyway. So, and what I like about it is we only have to go three rounds on Sunday, and the first two rounds, you have to only be the second quick. So, man, this plays right into our hand.
All right. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.